Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 19, 1806. A sight for sore eyes. Well, what do you know? The Corps set out early today and proceeded on very well. This sentence has become a byline for the captains and is the name of the Lewis and Clark Trail Heritage magazine, We Proceeded On. And so today, Captain Clark writes,
"Set out early this morning, a little after day, and we proceeded with great velocity, only come to once for the purpose of gathering papas. Our anxiety is also the wish of the party to proceed on as expeditiously as possible to get to the Illinois, induce us to continue on without halting to hunt. We calculate on arriving at the first settlements on tomorrow evening, which is 140 miles, and the object of our party is to divide the distance into 2 days, this day to the Osage River, and tomorrow to the Cheriton and a small French village. We arrived at the entrance of the Osage River at dark, and encamped on the same spot we had encamped on the 1st and 2nd of June, 1804, having come 72 miles. A very singular disorder is taking place amongst our party, that of sore eyes. Three of the party have their eyes inflamed and swelled in such a manner as to render them extremely painful, particularly when exposed to the light. The eyeball is much inflamed, and the lid appears burnt with the sun. The cause of this complaint of the eye I can't account for. From a sudden appearance, I am willing to believe it may be owing to the reflection of the sun on the water. Captain William Clark, September 19, 1806.
The Corps did reach the little village of La Charette in Warren County, Missouri, the next day. In this entry, Clark confused the name of the river and the village. The river is the Cheriton, and the village is La Charette. Dr. Chouinard, author of the medical history of the expedition entitled Only One Man Died, writes that the symptoms of the sore eyes troubling the men strongly suggests infectious conjunctivitis. However, the problem may be related to the diet of papaws. Handling the fruit can cause dermatitis, and if the men were wiping their eyes with their hands, it could have caused the inflammations. Tomorrow, canoes set loose.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.